1776.
Talking about a boycott for next year's All-Star game in Major League Baseball. Can you believe it? I think people need to calm down. A new cap finally put on that leaking broken pipes oil well. The latest on whether it's working or not and what the tests are doing. They still need to really test it for another couple of days. But thumbs up so far, it appears. And if you look at the underwater cam, you can kind of tell things have calmed down, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And here we are again, swinging into yet another full week on ATN as many of you are just off of vacations. For some reason, and I understand why, people build vacations around the beginning of July and 4th of July weekend and all that sort of stuff. It'd be interesting if we laid out a calendar to see, for people who do have vacations, when they pick their moments to go. But I know a lot of people are back. I got a ton of email. We will do an email segment, I promise you, during the big 4 hours here on ATN that we have. But before we do that, we're going to dive into a couple of other things, including in this first hour, cruise ships. What's the deal with cruise ships? You know, that whole thing about you go on a cruise ship and it's so fabulous and you can meet the love of your life if it's a singles cruise, or you can eat your ticket pretty much in the food that you get on the ship. There's a thing about gaining 10 pounds on a ship, which is why I've avoided cruise ships, because I always thought, really, you're not on dry dock anywhere except for when you go into port somewhere, and you're on the ship, and that could be cool, but at the same time, it's like having a buffet for 4, 5, 6, 7, however many days. I don't know that I like the temptation of all that food whenever and however you want it. But that's what we're talking about right at the top from the get-go. How about the White House? You know, it's always, he said, we said, we're taking it back. Oh, no, that's misunderstood. And it's just another one of these flip-flops, I think, from the White House. Or at least they're not portraying it that way. They're slamming down the head of NASA. The White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs talked about it on Monday, saying that NASA Administrator Charles Bolden was absolutely wrong to claim that reaching out to the Muslim world was a top priority for the U.S. Space Agency, in his words.
I don't think that was not his task, and that's not the task of NASA.
Did he just misspeak?
I think so.
Has the president spoken to him about that to clear it up?
No.
Anybody here at the White House?
I'm sure people at the White House here talk to NASA all the time.
Oh, you like that, too. People at the White House talk to NASA all the time. So nobody's talked to Bolden about it? I don't think so. Bolden absolutely raised a lot of eyebrows, certainly in the space community, and infuriated a lot of people by telling Al Jazeera Television recently that the president flat out told him to work for better outreach with the Muslim world. He said Obama told him that is one of the top priorities, to find a way to reach out to Muslims and engage much more with the dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about their historic contribution to science, math, and engineering. Now, do you think Charles Bolden came up with that on his own? I don't think so. So now the White House is saying, no, that's not true. That wasn't a priority. Flat out, Bolden said the one of the top things, and for getting the job, he had to push that priority. So who's lying in this? You know, normally I'd say, well, who cares? Here we go again. It's the same old rerun. But this was a big deal because it was stupid. You talk about space exploration. You look what's happened now to NASA. And who knows where we're going to end up in the race for a couple of different things, like Mars and returning to Mars. Well, improving relations with the Muslim world, one thing. But saying it was a top policy priority when it comes to NASA, that's just ridiculous. So now the White House is trying to clarify what Bolden said, and they're backtracking, saying that Obama wanted NASA to engage with the world's best scientists and engineers from countries like Russia and Japan, Israel, and, oh, yeah, many Muslim-majority countries. They're trying to just pretty much stamp out the controversy. And you could tell Gibbs that's what usually happens. You just scratch a little bit, and then he gets annoyed, and then they move on to other things. And, you know, at the Daily Briefing, he was asked why, and you heard that there. It went on a little bit more. Why did Bolton then make the comment? Why would he make it? And all Gibbs says is, hey, that's an excellent question. I don't know. It wasn't his task, and it's not the task of NASA. I mean, you know who was really on fire? I heard about this comment, and can you blame him? Neil Armstrong. You know how we always hold up Neil Armstrong? Because, of course, he was the moonwalker guy, right? He was so upset about this proposal, because at the same time when you're talking about reaching out, if it was this broad statement, just reach out to Muslims to make them feel good about their science and math contributions, that didn't make any sense on the surface, right? So while that's happening, Armstrong and some of his fellow astronauts, former very famous astronauts, were upset because they're trying to get support for private space companies and saying, screw it, we'll just abandon the whole NASA moon program, so we'll just do it on our own. We'll figure out a way to be our own little space community, and we don't need your money. We don't need the headaches that are coming along with this. So what do you think? Who do you think's zooming whom here? Is Charles Bolden just confused? And did he overreach in his comments when he was talking to Al Jazeera, to a reporter, thinking, oh, I'll just kind of schmooze them up and make that statement? It doesn't seem likely to me. Because how do you get that kind of a statement? I don't think you do. I don't think you do. You may have some different thoughts. 800-259-5791. A very sad thing. I hate it, hate it, hate it when I wake up and I click around, and then I start to make some phone calls, and I find out, and this wasn't even a phone call. This was a text message I got, because I used to work in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on a television station there, KOB, the NBC affiliate. So I got a message from somebody about, pay attention, somebody's gone in an office and shot some people up. And it turns out that a man who was upset with an argument he had with a girlfriend forced his way into a manufacturing plant where she worked, ended up killing two other people, turned the gun on himself. It's always that cowardly way out. So this 37-year-old Robert Reza, who, by all accounts, of course, by neighbors, you would never think that this would happen. It's always that. Turns a domestic incident into a violent domestic incident involving his girlfriend and killing some other people. Four people, in fact, were wounded in his mini rampage. And like I said, he ended up killing himself too. He confronted his girlfriend outside of the plant. The plant was a fiber optics solar manufacturing deal. And then he went inside. She's hospitalized, by the way, in critical condition is the latest I have. She's got gunshot wounds, but she survived it. But you just shake your head and say, why, dude? Why? What drives you to that place to take other people's lives when they have nothing to do with this? All right, we're going to lighten the load right at the top. We're going to talk about cruise ships next. Sail away with us here on ATN.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gun John Smith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Feel it, see it, hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens so fast, and it feels so good.
So how many people listening to me in Connecticut, Illinois, Missouri, California, all over the place, Texas, how many of you have been on a cruise? How many of you are interested in going on a cruise somewhere? It's always a topic of conversation. And whether it's somebody's anniversary or a family decides to go on a cruise or they have these singles cruises, lately I've noticed in the last couple of years people are talking about going on them or they have gone on them. I'm wondering if the popularity is increasing or decreasing when it comes to riding the seas on a boat to the Caribbean or Alaska or whatever the destination is. So I thought it'd be fun to have Jay Herring on. He's actually somebody who knows all about the whole cruise thing, as he was floating on a cruise ship for a long time, as he got a gig on a cruise ship. And he's got a book out called The Truth About Cruise Ships. Hey, Jay, thanks for joining us on ATN. Jay, can you hear me? Jay, we lost Jay. We'll try to get Jay back. See, the second we talked about the cruise ships, that was it. It's like people on cruise ships disappearing. He disappeared on us here for a second. So we'll try to get Jay back on. But, you know, it's the thing that people don't know about cruise ships, I think, that are so fascinating. Like, things they don't get to see. Whether it's somebody's cabin, what's really going on with the captain. You know, there's this thing, let's face it, there was even a sitcom based on it, the Love Boat, remember that? About the whole idea of what happens, there's this mystery of what happens at sea. And like I said, I think that more people are interested in cruises now more than ever, and maybe some of it is because of the affordability depending on where you're going. And I've never, that's why I was fascinated by this, because I've never been on a cruise. So I was always curious about what it is about cruises. If you've been on a cruise anyway, give us a call. I want to hear your thoughts on this. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Somebody in the political arena that I know was part of a cruise, and they called it the cruise for like-minded people. And honestly, I think they got a lot of people that went on the cruise with them. As I said, there's a lot of themes, whether it's single or whether it's older people or whether it's, you know, different cruise lines that seem to cater to a certain kind of demographic, depending on where the ship's going and how long. And, you know, certainly a lot of those European cruises would have to be a little bit different. All right, I talked about at the top, we're going to see if we can get him back. I talked about at the top that I was going to mention what was going on with BP. Now, the drilling ban, as all of you know, has been reissued. Ken Salazar, the guy at the Interior Department who's kind of running the show as far as that's concerned, or this time around anyway, has reinstated the drilling moratorium. So you've got the senators from Louisiana who are slamming the president on the drilling limits. You have the Department of Justice who wants the drilling moratorium suit tossed. So there's some confusion over what's going to happen as far as deep water is concerned. But as of right now, while we're speaking from the Department of the Interior, Ken Salazar absolutely says the new ban is going to be in effect until November 30th or until he thinks that the drilling can move forward safely. He's the guy who reissued it. And this is after the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the White House's appeal of a lower court decision to halt the drilling ban. So what he, with a release, he said the reinstated ban is going to protect communities and coasts and wildlife, and oil and gas companies can implement safety measures to reduce the risks that are associated with the whole deep water drilling stuff. And they can be assured that they know how to prepare for blowouts and oil spills so we won't have the same thing happen. And the ban does not apply to shallow water. Well, of course it doesn't, because it's not the same thing as what just happened here with the Deepwater Horizon platform that exploded and sank. But it is a fair or foul question. I think it's foul because of what's happening. It's horrible what's happened to the environment, but because of what's happening to the people who make their livelihood off of offshore drilling, which we're talking about so many people affected by this, with the economy in Louisiana and Mississippi, et cetera, already fairly crippled, even though you don't always hear that story. I mean, really, it is really bad, particularly in Louisiana. This new ban is a killer. I mean, just a killer. And I know there's some people that are listening to me that are saying, is she crazy? What is she talking about? After going off on BP and talking about the wetlands and talking about the oil and the oil sheen and everything else, I think the comparison is fair to make. It's like saying one plane crashed, let's down all the planes because we're having problems with de-icing. Remember, we've had things like that happen, and then there's been a rash of planes that have had problems, but one crashes. But guess what? The FAA doesn't ground every single flight. And in this case, I think it's fair to say, yes, things need to be looked at. But you're talking about 33 platforms, and you're talking about owners that have already, the owners of some of these platforms, that have already undergone some of the rigors of the regulation and the inspections. And I think they're being penalized. If I'm them, I absolutely remember this was probably a month or so ago when you had others who were involved in deepwater ops, you know, other companies, they were testifying and they brought up the fact that, look, all these people are out of work. We think that British Petroleum should have to pay for this. And I don't think that's so far-fetched, because you're chasing people also away from those areas. You're chasing them away from the Gulf and those jobs. So good luck trying to replace them as they move on and the jobs move on to other places like Brazil. Now with this drill ban reissued, and that we're talking about really to the end of the year. So it's supported by an extensive, they say, record that show that the operations would pose a threat of serious or irreparable, I'm quoting them exactly, or immediate harm or damage to the marine, coastal, and human environment. And we're going back to the same thing. The delay is going to allow for the time to implement these new safety reforms so that we don't have any other future drilling accidents, which you can't stop that 100% anyway. But so there's been a drilling moratorium, follow me, since April 20th. Now, if I'm somebody who works on the rig, okay, fine. This is horrible what's happened. April 20th, boom, the next day, we're all hanging out. We're all not working. If we look at the calendar now, we're talking about July. So what's gone on with everybody else since the end of April to July, that now it has to be extended to November? So, I mean, here we go again. It's more of this back and forth nonsense by the White House, because they're struggling to figure out what to do to stop more drilling after what happened in the Gulf Coast with that oil spill. I mean, first, the Interior Department, remember, issued a broad drilling ban in May. That was challenged by those companies that I was mentioning that serviced the drilling industry. Then was struck down in June by a U.S. district judge who said it was unjustified and gave the examples of other types of industry. And now you've got this reinstatement ban as of Monday, and they're saying it wouldn't harm the Gulf's economy, but it's going to reduce the oil spill risk. So now the new law and safety measures are put into place in a few of these rigs, and they say 97% of the manned rigs in the Gulf will still be allowed to work. That's the key. Who's out of work and who is working is what I would say. The American Petroleum Institute, and of course, petroleum is the key word, they immediately reacted and said that the decision is unnecessary and short-sighted. So the new moratorium now, does it threaten more harm to the nation and to the Gulf region? Because you got tens of thousands of workers in serious and definitely in immediate need of some kind of job. It substantially reduces the domestic energy production, too. We're going to talk about those cruise ships next. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow. Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby.
All right, somehow Jay Herring floated away. It was like we hit an iceberg. I felt like the Titanic for a minute. SOS, we put out an SOS, and luckily we did find Jay again as he worked on cruise ships. We were talking about this, and he's got a book out called The Truth About Cruise Ships. And I think it feels to me, although I've never been on one, but it feels to me like more people are interested in going on cruises each and every year, no matter what their age is, whether they're in their 20s or they're retired, because I already went through that whole rigmarole. There's so many different kinds of cruises, and Jay used to work for Carnival Cruise Lines, and I know they leave out of Galveston, and I think they leave out of Miami, too, and they've got all kinds of those specific themed cruises that I was talking about. So, Jay, thanks for coming back. We're glad that we were able to tie you up here and get you back on board.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm so glad I had my life jacket so that I could come on back here. So,
well, first of all, what made you decide that you wanted to work for a cruise ship? And tell us what you did on the cruise ship.
Yeah, so I had been out of work for 3 months. I was looking for a change, and one night the idea just hit me. I could work on a cruise ship. So I sent my resume to Carnival. I followed up over the phone, and I got the interview. Now, there were 600 resumes in my hiring group, and he only hired three. So I got lucky. And my position on board was I was the what they called the IS manager, which was basically the IT guy, the computer guy, right? So every department on the ship, from the captain, the chief engineer, the pursers, the shore excursion, everyone all over the ship had computers. And so what was great is I got to essentially work in all these different departments and, sit down and chat with the captain and see the chief engineer's cabin and party in the hotel director's cabin. So it was a lot of fun.
And you probably sailed all over the place. Where were some of the places that you went?
Yeah, so my first contract, which is was eight months, and I was on three different ships. So you're not even, as a crew member, you're not guaranteed to stay on the same ship. And so we sailed out of originally out of Port Canaveral down to the Bahamas, then we were sailing out of New York up into Canada, then out of South Carolina down to the Bahamas again, and then out of Florida to the Eastern and Western Caribbean, so Aruba, Cozumel, all these places.
Did you love this job? When it's all said and done, did you like doing this?
Yeah, and I would totally do it again. You get paid to travel the world, right? And then the other great thing is the crew that work on board. So if you've never taken a cruise, if you ever decide to go, you'll probably notice that a lot of the crew are not American, at least with Carnival. And probably 1% of the crew was American, right? So people from all over Europe and Australia and Asia, I mean, just all over the place. So it was, one of the great things when you travel is you get to see the culture. And as a crew member on a cruise ship, it's like all that culture comes to you, and you make these great friends from all over the world.
Yeah, good for you. And we were talking about this, of course, people think of the whole Love Boat thing. You can still go on TV Land and see those old episodes, I think, of the Love Boat. And that's the whole idea. People find romance on the ship. Do people really find romance on board a cruise ship? Because you had to hear some of the gossip and the stories.
Yeah, there was quite a bit. There's something about cruising which gets people going and makes them more romantic. But also the relationships are different. If you're a passenger and you're single and you meet someone on board, you probably don't live in the same town. So it's likely to just be a fling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're married, it might just be that spark that maybe you haven't had in a while. And then for the crew, you just want to be with someone. You live in this closed environment. But there's a lot of drama that goes on because a cruise ship is like the ultimate small town, and everybody knows what's going on.
I bet they do. I would think that, I don't know, maybe this isn't, you'll be able to tell me this, but in the contracts that you have, could, as a crew member, can you fool around with the passengers if you meet somebody?
No, if you get caught doing that, then you can get fired. And now, it still happened. It happened all the time. I mean, I never did because... why would I need to? There were hundreds of crew members, gorgeous, available crew members. So why do I need to bother with the passengers? That was kind of my take on it.
Yeah. What? Pretty much the age group of the people who work on the ship, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're looking at probably the crew are mostly in their 20s and 30s, but a lot of the captains are in their 40s and 50s. And there was a casino host I worked with that was 60, I think he was 62. So not exclusively for young folks, but mostly younger people work on board.
Yeah. I was talking about the whole theme thing, and Carnival was big for that. Did you work on, you were mentioning going on different boats and whatnot. Is the theme thing big for people, like singles versus married couples cruises or whatever? Do they break it down that way a lot?
Yeah, I mean, they are a big thing, and there are theme cruises that happen all over. If you have an interest in anything, Harley-Davidson, motorcycles, NASCAR, cooking at sea, acupuncture, there are theme cruises for just about anything you can think of. And probably one of the more interesting ones is the nude cruise. And so a nudist colony would charter a whole ship. And I wasn't there, but my wife worked in the casino, and the crew really didn't want to see all these naked bodies, and so one of the casino managers was dating the refrigeration engineer, and they got him to make it really cold in the casino so that the passengers would cover up with their towels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were dancing the naked Macarena. They sat in the dining rooms and ate their food naked, and imagine there's a guy next to you and his hands are in his lap, and you say, "Can you pass me the bread?"
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'd say I'm out on that, too. Hey, you talk about alcohol in your book. Why is alcohol so mandatory at sea? What's the deal on that whole thing?
Well, for the passengers, they're on vacation. And if you drink, you're going to drink when you're on vacation, and probably more than usual. I mean, why not, right?
Right.
And sometimes they would actually be passed out before the ship even set sail.
Really?
They board
trip.
The ship at noon, and the ship sails at 4, and they don't even make it till the ship sails away. They're already gone.
Oh, wow. And, I have talked to a comedian one time who told me that he thought it was great to be on the cruise ship, but he realized that he was the entertainment so that they could keep people away from the food at certain times so everybody wasn't eating all at the same time. So the food is a big draw to the cruise ship thing because it's a free-for-all pretty much, right?
Yeah. I mean, there is so much food. I mean, you have the formal dining rooms. You have the 24-hour pizza, ice cream cones, the buffet on Lido Deck that runs just about most of the day. And so collectively, get this, collectively passengers gain 6 tons
Ooh.
On their cruise.
6 tons? That's terrible.
6 tons.
Oh.
So, you know, and the thing with cruises is you don't pay any extra. So it doesn't matter how much you eat. It's, you know, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, you don't pay anymore. You've already paid for it. So, yeah, they just go to town. A lot of the passengers do. Instead of, you know, 3 meals a day like usual, they might end up having 4 or 5 meals a day, plus all the alcohol, which has, you know, calories, of course. So, yeah, it's real easy to put on the pounds when you're on a cruise.
Yeah. You know, lately in the past decade or so, there's been some weird things that have happened on cruise ships, some sad things where somebody's fallen overboard, and then was the person upset and they were trying to end their life, or did they disappear? Was it pirates? You know some of the stories that have happened. Do you think that cruise ships are relatively safe, though, because you worked on one for so long?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, if you think about it, anytime you have 3,000 people in the same location, you know, there's something that's going to happen. And generally, it's because, you know, the passengers are drinking too much or they do some boneheaded thing. And I mean, in general, yeah, cruise ships are very, very safe. If you compare it to, you know, any major city, you'll probably find more crime, more accidents, more, you know, injuries in a regular city than you would on a cruise ship.
Yeah. How about, you know, I made the reference when I was joking about the Titanic, but people are sometimes worried about a rogue wave or what could the boat withstand? Were you ever sailing in some choppy, terrible, horrible weather conditions?
Yeah, I never got to experience a rogue wave, and I say got to because that sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe I'm weird, but we were sailing out of New York up to Canada on one of the cruises, and on the way back, this giant hurricane got in our path. And, you know, we had these metal window protectors that were bolted onto every window up to deck two, you know, in preparation for it. And we did our best to sail around the storm, but we still had 30-foot waves. They were crashing up onto the deck, and they flooded some of the crew cabins at the front of the ship. We also had a pipe that was down in my corridor that broke just from all the you know, just the rough seas and the stressing of the ship. So it broke a pipe and flooded my cabin. And, you know, they had signs on all the doors that said you're not supposed to go outside because of, you know, how dangerous it was. But we went outside anyway. And I got some great video of it all, so.
Oh, good for you. All right,
yeah.
So somebody wants to read more of the inside scoop about cruise ships because you talk about the things to look for, the truth about cruise ships. How can they do that? How can they get your book?
Yeah, so my book is a behind-the-scenes look at my experience of working on a ship and all the things that passengers will never see. And we only covered, like, maybe 5% of what's in there. So if they want to check it out, you can get it on Amazon. But they can also read the first chapter at my website, which is thetruthaboutcruiseships.com.
All right. Excellent. Jay, thanks so much for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
All right. Happy sailing to you. Whew. So he talks about, as he said, we only covered a little bit of it, but it does sound like if you were in your early 20s, and let's say you couldn't get a job in your field, and you could get a job on a cruise ship, I don't know, that could be interesting to see all the places that he saw, like you said, and to have these relationships where you meet these people. So now you have other places that you can go and visit once you get off the ship and you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. And I would imagine it's pretty tough, especially now, to get some of those cruise ship jobs. But boy, the idea of being somewhere on a boat for 8 months and with that whole buffet thing going on and the people that you'd have to deal with, I don't know. It'd be a tough job for me, I think. I don't know about the rest of you. Hey, coming up, we have the mystery sound. You could win movie tickets plus odds and ends. Hang with us.
Now, you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
One more time. Top of the odds and ends, which we're going to hit on next here on ATN. Castro on Cuban TV doing what else? Slamming the U.S. Also, Somalia Islamists claiming the responsibility for the attack in Uganda. Sad, because those people were watching the World Cup. That's just awful. And we'll talk about a couple of other quick things, too, in O&E. But before we do that, here's the scoop. We got this mystery sound. If you can identify the mystery sound, you will win movie tickets. I don't care where you live. You'll win movie tickets. So, without further ado, Matt Johnson, let's roll the mystery sound. Anybody have any guesses? I think it's really tough. I promise you, we're going to do the mystery sound, you know, maybe once or twice a month, and I'll make them easier. This one, if somebody gets this, you are definitely, you're going to get set up with these movie tickets, I'm telling you. I'll just rule one out for you. It's not the sound being heard from all the people who think the Wall Street reform bill is the right way to go because there's just one vote away. That's not the sound of Americans clamoring for what they think is a slash job on the banks. No, it's not that. And speaking of it, odds and ends, that's one of the stories that I'll dive into here quickly. This is still going on, the whole idea of, okay, we got to reform what's happening in the banking industry. So you've got two Republican senators who are flinging their support for the bill, and that pretty much puts the Democrats just days away from winning the final vote to passing the biggest change that we've seen to the financial system in decades, my friends, since the Depression. The Senate is expected to hold a procedural test vote, that's what they call it, on Tuesday. Then they have the final vote later this week. Now, Scott Brown is one of those Republican senators. He says, look, it's a better bill than when the whole process started. It's not perfect. I expect to support the bill when it comes up for a vote. And so did Senator Olympia Snowe, saying, a Republican from Maine, saying that she would vote for it, too, when the measure comes up because she wanted to ensure that we would avoid another financial catastrophe like the one that plunged us into this recession in the first place. And then there are others who absolutely would not throw their way for support of the bill. The final bill supposedly is supposed to strengthen consumer protection. I'm just giving you the broad brush strokes. Shine a big fat light on the crazy financial products that people don't understand, create a process for taking down financial firms when they're failing, and make them stronger to prevent them from failing in the first place. Brown was one of the guys who opposed a proposed tax on banks and hedge funds, but now the bill is self-funding by using money that was unused by the federal bailout program from the whole TARP program thing. And they're also charging banks more for the FDIC insurance that they buy to protect your money, the deposits. Then you have guys like Russ Feingold, who's opposing the bill, saying it doesn't go far enough. He says, combined with, the death of Senator Robert Byrd, it means that the Democrats are pretty close to passing this. But he thinks it's just a Band-Aid that doesn't really amount to much of anything. To me, I think that what's going to happen, unfortunately, in some of the cases of what I've looked at in the bill, unless it's massively changed since then, what you're going to see is you're going to end up paying more for the fees that are going to get passed on to the banks. Yes, that one bit of money won't go on the shoulders of the banks because it'll come from the TARP funds, like I just said, but still, enough will get slammed on the banks that we're going to have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for it in the end. That's what's going to change. So it's also kind of crazy, too, that it's paid from the TARP fund, because would that be TARP abuse again? Wasn't the TARP money supposed to be given back to us, to the taxpayers? Wasn't that a loan? Now it's being gifted again to the bankers. I'm just saying, they get to double dip on us. When do we get to double dip? So I'm not crazy about this piece of legislation. I think it goes through. Then we'll see ultimately what the implementation of it is. Because there's how it looks on paper, and then there's how it changes. How about that? How about Fidel Castro on Cuban Tube? Yeah. First, it seemed like he was the movie Dave, and he was really buried somewhere, and there was these phony pictures that were being released of him. Now, it seems that he's gotten better. Raul's been running the ship, and Fidel is back, at least a little bit back. He did a televised interview on Monday. He blamed the U.S., not North Korea, for sinking the South Korean ship that killed the 46 sailors, and said it was orchestrated on purpose to stir up conflict in the region. He said he was disappointed that China and Russia didn't veto a UN Security Council resolution for additional sanctions against Iran for their alleged illegal nuclear program. Gee, really? And he said that they've been building up for a confrontation with Iran for 30 years. And through this, and if the U.S. attacks Iran, it'll meet resistance unlike anything that they faced or we faced in Iraq. And if that happens, if there is a war with Iran, there can't you can't possibly avoid it becoming nuclear. So he pretty much held court, if you will, for an hour on Cuban TV. There's a show called The Round Table. He was there in a dark blue tracksuit over a, he wore it over a plaid shirt. He sat in a chair and he shifted during the interview and whatnot so that there'd be no doubt that it wasn't Memorex, that it was really him. And it's the second time we've seen Castro in the past couple of days. They had a bunch of pictures, remember, that started to surface on one of the government blogs, and they claimed that the photos were real. So now here he is doing this live deal. You know, pretty much he's been out of sight since he had that emergency intestinal surgery all the way back to 2006, and then gave over power to his younger brother in 2008. Wow. The less we see of Fidel Castro, for my money, the better. For any of the Castro boys, for that matter. And once again, it's one of those things where you, do you really realize what's going on in that country? Speaking of realizing what's going on, sadly, people in Uganda were simply trying to watch the World Cup in two places, and a restaurant was one of them. And a bomb blast took the lives of at least 74 people. There actually might be more. It was two different venues in the capital where crowds were really gathering up to watch that final. And it turns out that it is Al Shabaab who is taking responsibility for the bombs, and they made reference of it and owned up to it, and one American is dead. There were a bunch of other Americans who were injured in this one. It was supposedly young suicide bombers who carried out those attacks, but what nationality, you know, who knows? Specifically what they're saying is, may Allah accept these martyrs, this is on a website, who carried out the blessed, always with the blessed, carried out the blessed operation and exploded themselves in the middle of the infidels. Now, they are reporting that they've made a couple of arrests in connection with the bombings, what and who and all that other sort of stuff we don't know at this point, but it's being posted as a huge victory in all kinds of Arabic website postings, and including the one thing that I just read to you, and it was a message that was delivered to the Ugandan people saying that this is, you know, you're going to be the target for our retribution for the massacres perpetrated against the Somalia men, women, and children in Mogadishu by your forces. And it was posted originally on an Al-Qaeda website. So mystery solved there. If you can identify the mystery sound, remember you can always call us at 800-259-5791. Or better yet, since we're up against it, you can send us an email, americatonight.net.
You have mail, mistress.